Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Climate protesters interrupting a speech by Donald Trump in Iowa. The former president seems likely to dominate today's caucuses with the only questions due to unusually harsh winter weather. Trump has taken millions in oil and gas donations and says if reelected, he would act as a dictator on his first day to drill, drill, drill. He also says he would repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. Congressional estimates say losing its energy provisions could raise average household utility costs by $300 a year. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is using Trump's legal problems in his closing Iowa arguments.
If he's the nominee, the whole election is going to be about legal issues, criminal trials, maybe criminal convictions by then, January 6th, all of that.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is being asked if he'll stay in the race. He says the job of Iowa is to narrow the field, not declare a nominee.
I'm on the ballot in Florida. I'm on the ballot in Michigan. I'm on the ballot in Colorado. I'm on the ballot in Texas and Oklahoma. And this all costs resources and filing fees. I'm planning to be on those ballots through Super Tuesday and beyond.
A federal appeals court is hearing arguments over whether Trump has lifetime presidential immunity from January 6th criminal charges. But on the floor of the Senate, Hawaii Democrat Brian Schatz pointed out that during the second impeachment, Trump's defenders said he could only be held accountable by a criminal court. Schatz said now they're arguing the exact opposite.
Trump's team is in court arguing that it's up to Congress, that the political system, not the justice system, should render judgment, even on statutory crimes. I say this as a senator and someone who believes deeply in the awesome responsibility of this institution. If the Senate says so, it's not a serious legal argument.
A CBS YouGov poll finds about two-thirds of Americans don't think Trump has immunity. A bit more than a third say he does. Congress has to meet another funding deadline, January 19th, to keep parts of the government open. Lawmakers expect to vote on a stopgap to push that into March. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Republicans can't bully Congress or the country.
When the hard right says they want a shutdown, they are saying they want these things. VA closures, no food inspections, delayed military benefits, and so much more. This shows you that the hard right is not serious about governing.
Researchers call the use of social media for the January 6th insurrection a turning point in American political protest. Boston University professor of journalism Joan Donovan says networked incitement promoted false stolen election claims while rioters coordinated across multiple platforms. She calls it a volunteer army directed by Trump's tweets.
The problem here was that social media was weaponized against the voting public to plant so many of these egregious stories.
Trump is now regularly calling for supporters to monitor polling stations to, as he puts it, guard the vote. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.